It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Acts, and we've been working on the message that Peter preached on the day of Pentecost for some time. And so today we're going to start back with chapter 2, verse 1, and read through, because we've gotten ourselves all the way over to verse 32. But sometimes when you kind of take it apart a little bit like we have, you kind of lose part of the meaning of it. And so we're going to begin back with the first verse today, just to read it and then begin with that verse 32. And so while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street, and we're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, we have many studies there, www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. And if you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com would be just fine. Now, I hope that that was enough time, and again, to for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study, because there is quite a bit of reading here, but I think it's worthy to tie it all back together again. And so we're at chapter 2, verse 1 of the book of Acts. Begin reading. "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in their own language. They were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judah, and in Cappadocia, and in Pontus, and in Asia, Phoenicia, and Pamphylia, in Egypt, and the parts of Libya, about Cyrene, and the strangers of Rome, Jews, and the proselytes, Cretes, and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our own tongues, and wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meanest this? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Galilee, all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in that last day, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit unto all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor in smoke of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foreknew the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he said unto himself, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Verse 37. Now, when they had heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, we're going to stop there and begin with prayer. It didn't take long to read that, but I wanted to just bring us all up to date on what we were studying and what we were looking at, because again, sometimes we kind of lose track when we piece it apart like that. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you that we have this opportunity to come. I just pray that and ask you, Father, that everyone that's listening will hear your voice. And by I mean your voice, I mean by the words that we have read is your words that allows your Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, to go forth and convict the hearts of all that are listening. Show them that they're lost and they need a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus. And so please that they would confess their sin. Also, the Holy Spirit, if you are saved, if you have accepted Jesus as your Savior and confessed your sin, then the Holy Spirit is here to help you to grow each and every day. Father, thank you. And please, please, that the Holy Spirit goes forth today, and he will have great victories in folks that come to trust in you as their Savior. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at all this, you know, it's just a beautiful message. You know, Peter stands up and it says, you know, a couple of things here. They're back in verse 5 here. It says they were all, verse 4, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. And we have read all those different places that God chose to list for us. And now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because every man heard them speak in their own language. And we went through that list in verse 8, just to confirm it, and how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born. And so every dialect, every language was so clear and so distinct that it was like they were from that land. And so, and then it gives all the list down through verse 11, and they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meanest this? And then this is where Peter starts here in verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judah, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. And for these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet. And so then it speaks, and it goes all the way through, not only the birth of the church, in other words, the coming of the Holy Spirit, which the Lord Jesus promised, but he goes through and gives everything all the way to the end times. And so we have quite a statement there. And then it starts here in verse 22 and says, ye men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. And so we have all this, the message that was preached, the gospel, and of course the end result of this, and this is what takes place when you listen to the Holy Spirit today. Look what happened in verse 37. As they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said to Peter, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, repent. In other words, turn to the Lord Jesus. Accept that you're a sinner. Why do we have the Ten Commandments? It's not for us to be able to try our best to keep them, and maybe if we're good enough, then it'll be all right. But if it's not that at all. The law is there to show us how wicked we are. And then he gives us the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. What a joy and what a blessing it is to receive that great news. Now, right here it says repent and then be baptized. If you'll notice the repentance first, you must turn to the Lord Jesus and accept him first. Then baptism comes next. But baptism is not a requirement for your salvation. Faith, by faith, and that's it. Please, trust in the Lord Jesus. And yes, follow in baptism, but that has nothing to do with your salvation, because you see, the salvation that the Lord Jesus offers us, God the Father offers us, is something that is free. It has no strings attached. We don't have to perform some duty like baptism or joining certain church or taking communion or anything like that in order to attain salvation. Salvation is free. I hope that you can see that and understand that. So that brings us all the way up to not only Joel, but then we find ourselves back to David. Because you see, they knew the prophet Joel. They knew about the King David. They were very much aware of him. And so they knew that the Savior, the Messiah, would come through the lineage of David. And so Peter brings that out because, see, these are all Jews. They came from every part of the known world at the time because it was Passover. On Passover, during the time of Passover, they're there. During the day of Pentecost, they are there. So both of these times, so the reason I brought up Passover is because majority of these people were present, they were present at the crucifixion. They were They were in Jerusalem at the time. And now it's Pentecost, and they have returned. And so they're aware of Peter is talking about here very clearly. And so I wanted to read that and kind of bring that back to our time here, because what David says here back in verse 31, it says, "He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul should not be left in hell, neither his flesh to see corruption." And so what David could see was not only the coming of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but he also witnessed the suffering, the wearing of the crowns. He witnessed that through the Word of God and through the Holy Spirit. David saw forward all these things, and what a joy for him to be able to see this and know the promise of the Messiah that was coming. Let's go to Luke 24:44. Luke chapter 24, verse 44. "And he said to them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." This is the reason that you need to study the Old Testament. You need to know the Word of God, because it confirms what we're learning here, and it was spoken thousands of years ago. And so here we have, as we begin this verse of Scripture here, the law written in the law of Moses. That would be Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. That's what that would be, the books of Moses. You need to know those. You need to study those. You need to search those. And then the prophets, that's the rest of them. That's the rest. And then we have the Psalms. That's David. So you see, the Lord Jesus made it very clear. These are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled. Now, the Lord Jesus went to the cross, was crucified, rose again. And then he was present for 40 days after his resurrection. That's where he's speaking here. This is when he's telling us this. So as we look now at verse 32, "This Jesus hath God raised up, wherefore we are all witnesses." And Peter clearly sets this before the Jews, that the resurrection of the Lord Jesus was a matter of Old Testament prophecy. It was recorded in the Scripture and given them, again, as we just quoted back in Luke 24:44. "Wherefore we are all witnesses." Peter was speaking here to the apostles, and probably to the entire group, which there were 120 that was present much of the time. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians here, or go 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verses 1 through 4. "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you." This is Paul here. "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you that the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, and if you come by faith to the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes to live within you, and you have it, you possess it, unless you have believed in vain." In other words, if you did not repent, if you did not turn to the Lord Jesus and ask him to save you. And that's important that you do. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And if we just go on here, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also as one born out of due time. And this again is Paul. So as we enjoy this study here, we can clearly say that it is a matter of record. It is a matter of record that our Lord and our Savior came to earth, was crucified, rose again, was here, as we just read concerning all the witnesses. And then he went home to be with his Father, and he sent the Holy Spirit. That's what we're talking about here. That's what we're talking about here. And so now as we come down to verse 33, Acts 2:33, therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand. What a beautiful verse is the scripture here. Well, let's back up to verse 33 just a little bit, because having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, because that's what's coming. Exalted, the promise of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. This is what's present now. The Holy Spirit has come. The promise was given. Let's go to the Gospel of John. Got several verses of scripture in the Gospel of John that we're going to take a look at. John 14. John 14, verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. That's the promise. 15:26. When the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. The Holy Spirit has got to be present in your salvation. The Holy Spirit, you can't just say the words. Say, Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done. Lord, please come into my heart and save me. The Holy Spirit has got to convict your heart. How does the Holy Spirit come into that, to be to that place? It's from hearing the Word of God. What are we doing today? We're proclaiming the Word of God. The Holy Spirit, if you'll surrender right now, you can be saved. If you'll just listen to that precious Holy Spirit. Chapter 16, verses 13 through 15. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. You see the necessity of being born again? You have the opportunity to know the truth, know the Word of God. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and show them unto you. What a promise. I don't want you to miss salvation. Number one, I don't want you to go to hell. Because if you don't come by faith to the Lord Jesus, that is your only hope, because you're condemned already. We're dead in our sins and trespasses, and so please that you understand that. You need a Savior. The only way you can be saved is to surrender your heart to the Lord Jesus. So please do that today, confessing your sin. He hath shed forth this, the scripture said. All heard in their own tongue. Tremendous. Wonderful. I hope you're hearing today. I hope these words are so clear unto you today. Now, Peter went on to help these Jews understand. Verse 34, for David is not ascended into heavens. You see, a lot of them, they were divided here. They knew what David had said, and they were confused that what he was talking about. And so, for this, David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand. Now, how could that be when David lived so many years ago? It's because the Lord, through the Spirit, showed David exactly what was going to happen. Exactly what was going to happen. And verse 35, until I make thy foes thy footstool. And so there's things yet to come. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Please, please trust in Jesus. What happened when all these Jews heard these words? Now, when they heard this, verse 37, they were pricked in their heart. And they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, because, you see, they were all proclaiming this, and they were all hearing it in their own words. There was no language barrier here. There was no confusion about, I don't understand the words because our dialect is much different, so I don't understand what you're saying. That wasn't the case. Those words were clear specifically to each language, and there wasn't one soul that was present that did not hear the gospel, did not hear repent, accept Jesus as your Savior. Repent means to turn from your wicked ways unto the Lord Jesus. So the question come, what shall we do? Peter had an answer. That answer is repent. Repent. And after you've repented, after you've turned to Jesus, turned from your wicked ways, and trusted the Lord Jesus, it's proof here they were pricked in their hearts. So we know the Holy Spirit was present. As so many churches today, the Holy Spirit is not present. It's because they've left the Word of God. The truth is not proclaimed. We have to stay true to the Word of God. That's the reason we stay with the old King James. I'm not going to leave it. I want you to hear the Word of God. I want you to hear the truth. We've been on the radio many, many years, and we're going to continue as long as I possibly can, because I want you to hear the Word of God, and I want you not only to come to know the Lord Jesus and be born again, be birthed by the Holy Spirit, and then begin to grow. That's what I want. That's what our God wants, please. Then Peter said unto them, repent, and then follow in baptism. And what baptism is a testimony of what's happened in your heart. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with your salvation. But it is an opportunity for you to testify what has happened in your heart. So please, please, trust in Jesus. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?